Teamwork turns a company around. During its early years, National Cash Register found itself in financial difficulty because a negative attitude had set in among its sales representatives. Hugh Chalmers, the company's sales manager, called his reps together to address this problem. Chalmers realized that the sales reps were the company's greatest asset, which could be preserved only by restoring the fullest measure of teamwork. When the reps were assembled, Chalmers stood up in front of them and said, "Some of our competitors have started a whispering campaign that this company is in such financial difficulty that we will not be able to pull through. There are rumors that we intend to cut our sales force and lay many of you off. This simply is not true. Some of you have been influenced by these reports until your sales have dropped off alarmingly. I brought you here to give you an opportunity to speak for yourselves. I hope you will speak frankly, no matter how you feel. The meeting is now open to you. Will each of you please tell what has happened to curtail your sales and what you think we should do to restore that old team spirit which existed before these rumors were spread?" One of the reps stood up. "My sales have been dropping off because I have a territory that has been hit hard by drought. Nobody is buying cash registers because their business has suffered. Worse, our competitors are cutting prices and offering deals which make it impossible for me to compete with them." And the rep continued, "This is a presidential election year, and everyone in my territory is worried about the outcome. No one seems to be interested in buying anything until they know what will be happening in Washington next year." A second rep stood up. His story was even more negative than the first one, full of woe and an evident conviction that the company was doomed. He announced boldly that he was looking for another job. Before he finished, Chalmers jumped up and held out his hand for silence, and then exclaimed, "This meeting will take a 5-minute recess while I get my shoe shined. Please remain seated." And to the astonishment of the sales force, Chalmers sent for the young boy who shined shoes in the company's factory, a common service in those days. Paying no attention to his audience, Chalmers chatted with the boy. At the end of the conversation, Chalmers handed the boy a dime and then announced that the youngster was going to make a speech. No one could have been more surprised than the shoeshine boy. "I don't know how to make a speech," he protested. "Yes, you do," Chalmers replied. "And you can make a better one than the last two we heard. I'll help you." "How old are you?" Chalmers asked. 11, the boy replied. "How long have you been shining shoes in this plant?"
6 months.
"Good. How much do you get for shining shoes?"
"I get a nickel," the boy replied. "But sometimes I get another for tips, like you gave me."
"Who had your job before you did?"
"It was a boy named Ted."
"And how old was he?" Chalmers queried.
17.
"Do you know why he left?"
"I heard he thought he couldn't make a living."
"Can you make a living at a nickel a shine?" Chalmers asked.
"Oh, yes, sir. I give my mother $10 on Friday, and I put $5 in the bank, and I have $2 left for spending money. Some weeks I make more than that. I'm saving on the side to buy a bicycle, but my mother doesn't know anything about that."
"Thank you," Chalmers said. "You have made a very fine speech." Turning to his audience, Chalmers said, "You have heard this boy's story. Now let me tell you what it means. In the first place, I want to call your attention to the fact that this boy is doing a job that used to be held by someone 6 years older than he, doing the same work, charging the same price, and serving the same people who work in this plant. The older boy quit this job because he couldn't make a living from it. But this boy not only has money for himself and his dreams, but helps support his family. He is working the same territory the older boy worked, but he is working it in a different mental attitude. He is cooperative. He goes about his work with a smile on his face. He expects success, and he is finding it. The older boy was indifferent, moody, and never took the trouble to say thank you when his patrons handed him a nickel. Therefore, that was all they did hand him. No tips, no great amount of repeat orders for his services. Of course he couldn't make a living. Furthermore," at this point Chalmers was interrupted by a rep, "I get the point. Those of us who've been failing in the field have been buying other people's hard luck stories instead of selling them cash registers. I know that's what I've been doing. I've been trying to do my job with a negative mind, and that's why my sales have fallen off. I don't know how anyone else feels about it, but I'm going back to my territory and start working it as I've never worked it before. I can promise you that in the future you'll get orders for cash registers from me instead of hard luck stories."